Good evening, I'm Jill Burke. You are watching or listening to Running. Tonight we are speaking with candidates for the State House and State Senate seats. We resume with candidates for District 15 out of Willow. We have Stephen Jacobson, who is challenging incumbent Mark Newman. We will give each candidate 1 minute to introduce themselves, and we will begin with the challenger, Stephen Jacobson. Sir?
Thank you very much for the opportunity to come speak to you all tonight. My name is Stephen Jacobson. I am married to Terry Jacobson. I have two children, Haley and Samuel, that are attending Houston High School. I am running for District 15 because I believe that we need a new direction. We need to have somebody that's going to stand up and be heard and not just go by the wayside. We'll be accountable for what I do, and I will work hard for you. I've dedicated the past year of this campaign to the people of my district and other districts that have known me, and they know my dedication and my commitment.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Representative Newman.
Thank you, Jill, and thank you to all the folks out there in District 15, the whole Susitna River Valley, the beautiful Susitna River Valley. You know, I've been very fortunate to be able to speak for you in Juneau for the last 6 years and to represent your points of view. And one of the best things that we do as legislators is talk to the people within our district. And that's the most, you know, I enjoy that so much because you get a real good feel of the community. And so when I'm in Juneau, it's always been my priority to speak for the voice of the people. When I'm on the House of Representatives and the chair representing you folks, that's my most important job, is to make sure that the voice of the people gets out there. And so I spend a considerable amount of time making sure that I talk to the people. I personally try and call everybody who contacts my office by email or phone call. We do our best on that. And that personal one-on-one contact, I think, is the best thing that we can do. I've been married to my beautiful wife, Adele, for 27 years, raised two kids. We homeschooled for 10 years. I've had my own small business doing fine woodworking. I design and build custom fine furniture. So I know what it's like to run a business and to do that. I co-chair the House Resource Committee, Vice Chair, Labor and Commerce. I'm on the Rules Committee and also on Legislative Budget and Audit. So I'm in a good position to see a lot of what goes on in Alaska and the inner workings of the government now. We will continue to try and do what we can to create jobs for Alaskans, and that will be my priority. It's a project that I've been working on the last couple of years as a resource chair. And again, whether it's our moose, whether it's our fish, our oil, our gas, we need to start using our resources to create jobs for Alaskans, and that's going to continue to be my priority.
All right, very good. Thank you. Now we move into the candidate question round, and we will begin first with Representative Newman. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Steve, candidates should have an idea and plans on what they want to accomplish once they get into office. But those plans take money. How are you going to pay for it? What are your plans, and how are you going to pay for those projects?
Well, Mark, I believe that the state has gotten more into what it wants instead of the needs. There's a lot of growth in our district, and it is, I believe, the crown jewel of the infrastructure that's going to be for the state of Alaska, for the interior. And I believe that a lot of times that we just spend money to spend it, and we need to pay more attention to where economically it needs to go.
Your response.
You're right. We do have a lot of needs in our community. We're the fastest growing community in the state, and whether it should be schools or roads, those continue to be a top priority. So we've always focused, Senator Huggins and myself, in the budget, along with the Representative Stoltz, to try and go from the seniors to the schools and looking at our community that way, how they commute through the district on our roads and through the senior centers. But again, we need to still focus on where Alaska's future is going. And that really concerns me. And we're headed towards a crossroads. We need to make sure we continue to develop our resources. And I'm going to stay focused on that one. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Newman, any rebuttal?
Mr. Jacobson.
Jacobson, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I believe that you're correct to a certain point, but our seniors were not met in their needs this year. There are a lot of things that were not met in our district. And I think that we need a representative that's going to stand up and do a better job and be where the people are.
Thank you. Mr. Newman.
Oh, we get to respond. We work very closely with the seniors up there at Houston. We're working to try and get them a new roof. They've had some problems there. And what we've done, too, is try and make sure we have generators in those facilities. This year, we've started to put the money into senior lunch programs. So, and those are more of a health and welfare check in our communities, too, being able to do that. We started it up at Sunshine and in Willow. And we also made sure that they had good vans to make sure that we're transporting those meals every day to the seniors at the Meals on Wheels program. And we also tried to focus on getting the money for a new community health center in Willow so that our seniors don't have to travel down the roads either to Anchorage or to the hospital in Wasilla, to Vancouver Regional. And so trying to make sure that we meet those needs are important, and making sure that we've got all the facilities available is a good thing.
Thank you. Now it is Challenger Stephen Jacobson's turn to ask a question. Sir, go ahead.
Mark, what specific piece of legislation have you sponsored in the past 6 years that has passed into law that directly affects the people of District 15 rather than the state as a whole?
Sir.
Well, there's been quite a few pieces of legislation that affect the people of District 15. Vocational education has been a big issue for me. And we were able to get two bills through, House Bill 61 and House Bill 2, that put, I think the last numbers were $15 to $17 million of public money, or private money, into the public schools in a partnership with private industry to help educate for our vocational education programs. The boater safety programs, where you see the life preservers at the boat launches, that's legislation that I've carried very proudly in trying to make sure that our kids, our people are safe. We've got a lot of drownings. It's a huge issue in this state. So that's been a priority legislation right in there.
Thank you. Any response?
And you've done a good job at that, but I don't believe that District 15 has been well represented in the last 6 years. I believe that there are other representatives, legislators that have pulled the weight that was needed to get things done. And I think that District 15 should demand more from their representative.
Okay, and any final response, Representative Newman?
Well, certainly, you know, the people that are around you in the legislature are a good idea or concept of what you've been able to accomplish in the legislature. And I'm very proud to say that my colleagues have selected me to be the co-chair of resources and to be on committees like Ledge Budget and Audit and vice chair of labor. Those are committees that are extremely important, the resource development of our state, our oil, our gas, our minerals. So being selected by my colleagues to chair those is a great accomplishment.
Okay, thank you. Now it's my opportunity to ask a question. I'd like to pick up on something that Challenger Jacobson had to say. You had mentioned that there are unmet needs within your district. Could you please elaborate? And I will ask that question to both candidates, but we'll start with you.
Well, one of the first things that happens when you enter District 15 is you hit two safety highway corridors. I believe that there are four of them in the state and two of them are in my district. And that speaks to the public safety for our kids. It just doesn't seem like it's being met when our roads are terrible. We have Point McKenzie that's being developed, and they're going to start hauling coal on those roads, and they don't have the ability to take that pounding. And I just don't think that it's being met.
Okay. Your response?
Well, that's a good issue, so I'm going to put a little plug in. Tomorrow night we requested DOT come out to the valley to talk about Parks Highway from 44 to 52, basically Wasilla to Big Lake. So from 4 to 8, DOT is going to be there to talk to people about that. We were able to get some pretty good money into that this year. I believe it's $7 million for design and engineering, six for land acquisitions, and then in a STIP in 3 years, $130 million to actually get that project underway. Point McKenzie, obviously, with the $35 million going towards support this year. I believe it was $15 million 2 years ago to do the road and the upgrades in there. But we still have got to work on that section from KGB to Ayrshire Road, which leads down to the port. That's getting pretty thin in through there. And then recognizing Kinnick Goose Bay and the Parks Highway is highway safety zones, which increased them up the ladder into the priority for state for funding. So we're moving pretty good on those. We've got a couple of streetlights, stop-and-go lights now at the end of Vine in both ends there, because we've got a new school that we're able to get built there. So we're trying to address those needs as fast as DOT can get the manpower, the design, and the engineering to get those projects done.
Okay, thank you. I'll ask a question that we asked prior candidates. The hunting rights are always a huge issue within the state, and recently there was some complication administering those rights with the Neltina caribou herd this summer. Fish and Game went to a more innovative method to try to administer those. A court struck it down. What do you believe is the appropriate solution in that region? We'll go to Representative Newman first.
Well, Jill, that's a big issue for me and something I've been involved in a lot. You know, hunting and fishing is a big part of what I do, and I work on quite a few different organizations with the AOC, Sportsman Fish and Wildlife, NRA. I just seen some emails today that were going from Cliff Judkins and the director of AOC about trying to come up with some solutions for that. There was some things that were done that were found by the courts to be unconstitutional. And a lot of states take their game where we have too much game or too many people and not enough game and go into a lottery type system where you put in a certain amount of, you enter into a lottery each year, and as you move up that ladder, once you're selected, you move down to the bottom. We have a lot of game. It's a great area. We have a lot of population in the state, and they all want to try and feed their families, which is a good cause, and we need to try and find the best solution for that, and it's a fair solution. You know, I do not support a subsistence priority, and I think that we need to do what our Constitution says. All Alaskans should be treated equal.
Thank you. Stephen Jacobson.
I believe that the resources for the state of Alaska are for all people in Alaska. It's just not for a select few. I don't think there should be any separation of who gets more or less. It should be equal. And I just don't think that there's, I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Also wanted to ask a question about parental rights. Some say it goes too far, others say it doesn't go far enough. Representative Newman, we'll take it to you first. Go ahead.
Well, with the parental rights in regards to a notification of abortion, I fully support that, and I co-sponsored legislation to get that into law. You know, where do the rights of the parents start and stop? And the abortion issue has been vetted in the public to some great extent, but there's a lot of other issues where that has to deal with. And in District 15 in particular, in northern regions or sub-rural regions, where we have a lot of conflicts between alcohol and drug abuse, and that interaction between the parents and their children, you know, and how OCS enters into that situation. Last week, I asked the directors of OCS, and actually there's a board that looks at them, and they came and addressed the legislature and gave us a report on just how they can do that to try and reduce suicide rates. There's a lot of interaction and a lot of that issue there, but should parents be involved in their children's lives? Absolutely, and where does government intersect into that? It's a very critical question.
Okay, thank you. And Stephen Jacobson, your response.
I don't believe that it goes far enough. I don't want notification. I want them to get my permission. I'm very involved in my children's life, and we are a close-knit family. It just seems absurd that they have to ask for permission for a aspirin to go on a field trip to do, I can't think of the right word for it, publications in school. And I just don't think that this anywhere stretches where it needs to be. It needs to go further, and I just don't understand why we allow that to happen.
Okay, thank you. You've mentioned the safety road corridors in your district, but if you find yourself in Juneau, what is the number one priority for a capital project that you would pursue? And Mr. Jacobson, I'll give you the first response on that one.
It would be a tough decision, but I believe that it would have to be the Parks Highway. There's a lot of discussion right now on how the DOT is going to do it and whether the constituents that have businesses along the Parks Highway or the residents of that area have any actual say in it. And I know a lot of them are becoming upset because they don't think that their voice is being heard. And I think DOT needs to pay more attention to the constituents. And we live there. We have to drive it. They need to pay attention to us.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Newman.
I think so. Capital projects, again, the Parks Highway has been my priority, you know, for the last 6 years. And it's interesting enough, whenever I call DOT and I asked the directors there, I said, so how's the project on my favorite road going along? And they know exactly what I'm talking about with that project. But I think that we're moving there We're asking for more public input because there is concerns with the people that own businesses along that route and the fire departments, whether they can get their trucks around and through there. And it's that public input that's absolutely critical to the design on this. There's some sideboards put on that because we get federal money. It's a federal centerline highway. And their object is to get people as safe and fast from point A to point B. But we still can't, not realize that the people that live there have issues too. We've put money in the last few years to get roads alongside the Parks Highway to make sure that we have access into there to continue that project along as safely as we can.
All right, thank you. Now it's time for closing statements, and we will go to Representative Newman first. You have 1 minute, sir.
Thank you, Jill. Again, developing our resources for the state of Alaska, we have to stop sending our resources out of this state. To me, it's just unfathomable that we can take our coal, our oil, our gas, our minerals, our logs, and send them thousands of miles out of this state so that somebody else can develop them and make money off them. We have to do that here. That's been my project, trying to do an anchor tenant for an in-state gas pipeline through gas to liquids to create 650 jobs out of Point McKinsey, family-sustaining jobs to provide the fuel for Ted Stevens International, where they can't get enough fuel right now. 1 billion gallons of fuel are being used there. We can take and use our methane, creating 650 jobs out of that, have more development in Cook Inlet, have an anchor tenant for an in-state gas pipeline. It's a project that I've been working on for the last 2 years. We've got a very developed plan, and I'm very excited about the future on that.
Okay, thank you. Stephen Jacobson, 1 minute to closing statements, please.
Thank you. I want to thank KKM for allowing me to have the opportunity to come and speak to my constituents tonight. I have the ability to bring new, fresh, and reasonable ideas that are needed for our district to move forward and allow us to progress at the rate that we need for improved quality of life. I will promote future growth from private industries, and I will fight for full funding for our roads, public safety, and education. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Challenger Stephen Jacobson, incumbent Mark Newman, racing against one another in Willow for District 15 for the Republican seat.